guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Backwater Entrepreneur Podcast and Show, the show that guides your business from the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack. I'm your host, and this is episode number 12. Now, in a couple of past episodes, we talked about producing content and what it's all about when you're doing that. This week, I want to talk to you about something completely different, some hardship and maybe even a dilemma when being an entrepreneur. So I've not been an entrepreneur all my life. I'm considering that I have the entrepreneurial spirit in the sense that most of my work life, which has been spanning over a decade, but in most cases I've been an employee. Now, in order for me to become an entrepreneur, you have to basically think like an entrepreneur, think of business ideas, and take risks. Now, there is a point where, when beginning to be an entrepreneur, you have to first, you don't do it or rarely do that while you're, just unemployed and you start imagining having an own business, or you're an employee and just quit before you even, test the entrepreneur idea and the business idea that you have for yourself. So in most cases, you start off with a side hustle. You start off with a side hustle, which can later turn into a full-on business where you have the ability to quit your day job and just do what you do, in your business and your entrepreneurial business. Now, there are cases, and in one of the previous episodes, I talked about where you have, as an entrepreneur, you have ups and downs, you have good periods and you have bad periods, and what you need to do to go through that bad period. And every bad period has an end. Now, another big truth, which doesn't get talked often, is through that bad period, you often have the necessity to provide for yourself, for your family, to, basically provide for your business if necessary. And that sometimes includes taking on other risks or, taking on other side hustles, basically getting a job or getting other projects which are not directly involved in your entrepreneurial business in order for you to make money, in order for you to live or invest in your business. Now, most of the people do that in the beginning. You are employed, you have business idea, and while you're doing your business or while you're being employed for somebody else, you do your own side hustle and you build up your business to the point where you can leave that business. You can leave your employer and be just your own boss and do just your own thing. And, that's a typical start. If you're thinking about doing your own business, quitting a job before you even tested the idea is very bad advice. So that's point number one. Don't do that. Do a side hustle, test the idea, see if you can make money, because most successful businesses are it's all about doing the things that you love. But on the other hand, business is about making money and selling your stuff, product, service, whatever it is, and being successful to the point that, you are satisfied with what you get from it. So point is, make money, get clients, you can live, invest, build, whatever. Now, I want to talk about another point. I want to talk about the point when you already quit your job, you're just doing your entrepreneurial stuff, your business, but times are hard. People say that, and you can hear most of podcasts, blogs, a lot of people saying you have to focus on one thing and make it or break it. And that's all fine and dandy, because pulling yourself on different sides and dispersing your energy and focus isn't productive as being focused on just one thing. In theory. But you have to live and you have to make money. And if your business isn't making money, the first thing that you need to think about is how you need to pivot it, how you need to survive, what you need to do to get more people in. And that's one road that will require your energy. Now, if you're a solo entrepreneur, if you are a very small company and you don't have employees, you have to do a lot of stuff just to survive. And it's possible that you will need to get another job. That doesn't mean that you have to quit your entrepreneurial business and, you know, proclaim your business to be a bust. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you're willing to, again, sacrifice. And it's all about sacrifice, because you're sacrificing your time and energy and yourself about, you know, being in more than one place at a certain time in order to provide for yourself. Whether it's yourself, your family, your house, or your business, which requires your extra income, that is a possibility. I want to talk to you about whether that's good or bad. Whether you should explore, other employment while you're doing your own business, just because it isn't going as good as you planned or hoped for. My opinion is that we need to do whatever we need to do in order to kind of prove to ourselves, to the world, to everything that we can or cannot succeed. We need to do everything that we need to do and can do in order to provide for ourselves, our family, and our business. And if that takes doing 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 jobs at a single time, and you can do it, and you feel that you can do it, then that's okay. Keeping the focus, your focus, on just one thing is much more productive. But the question is, does that productivity give results? Is your hardship or your bad time, whatever it is, lack of clients, lack of funds, lack of investments, whatever it is that just a product of you not working, you know, as hard as you can, or not trying everything? In order to try new things, sometimes you require a new budget. And getting a loan, getting an investment, getting a friend to help is one possibility. Another possibility is to get the funds yourself. And if that means splitting up your focus, knowingly that that will require your more energy from you and more time to get the results that you need because you're splitting up the focus, but you put it on paper and that works, that is okay. Now, I'm going to tell you a personal experience. So, for example, I've been an employee for a number of years. I worked for local companies. I worked for marketing companies. I worked for a bank. And I worked for online companies. And I had a very successful career in that. At the point where I decided to, and I told you about this, when I decided to start my own business, I didn't have the capital to do that. So what I did is I quit my job because that job required 120% of my energy. So I quit that job. I started my own company, but without capital, I knew I couldn't hold it to the point where it was profitable for me, where it, you know, I didn't have, you know, anything in my safe box in order to survive for the next 6 months if there is no business. So what I did is I found another job, which was a, you know, full-time job, but it didn't require, I knew that it, I can split my focus. And I used that job, which I did to the full, you know, requirements, and I didn't do a half-assed job at it. But I split my focus and I took that, I lived off of that salary, and then everything that my business earned, I put back into my business in order for to gain capital and to raise funds and raise the clientele of that business, so that I knew when the time came to leave that job and only focus on my business, I would be okay if I didn't have clients for another, you know, 6 months. Now, that's one thing. That's when I was starting. Now, for example, I went through a slump. I went through a slump for 4 months, and I burned through the cash. I burned through everything. And at a point, I came to a realization that I have only 1 month of funds, and then I have nothing. Then I have nothing. Now, when you do that, you can either go into depression, you can either, you know, quit that, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is to burn everything down and go back to, or start something different, or go back to being an employee. Or I went through a third path, and I basically analyzed myself, analyzed my time, and what I can do to provide more funds. Like when you're a kid and you go to school, that's your primary job, that's your baby, you need to do that, that's the only thing that you need to do, but you want to buy something and you take a summer job. You take a summer job in order to get that cash to buy the thing that you want. Now, in this case, I need to make my livelihood. I need to, you know, secure everything that I need for my family and my house, and I need to just kind of bounce my business back. So I went off and did a couple of freelance gigs. I opened a couple of new verticals, which may prove even to, you know, be worth keeping within the business itself, within my company, and open a new several verticals, such as not only production of custom-made animation explainer videos, but also project management, sales. I went and saw what I was good at, what I did for previous companies, and what I'm good at is project management, organization, logistics, sales, communication with clients, and so on and so forth. And a million new possibilities opened up. So from freelance gigs to project management, consulting, going on and getting sales training up and running, which I plan to do at the end of this year. So there are so many other possibilities. And yes, people will say to you, and you will read about, don't lose focus. Don't do two things at once. Don't, and because you will never succeed or amount to anything. Now, this podcast is not about being a millionaire. I want you to be a millionaire. I want me to be a millionaire in that sense. And this podcast is not about a successful Fortune 500 company. It's about real life. It's about real small online businesses looking to make it in today's world. And what real small businesses and real people do is everything they can in order to provide for themselves and in order to kind of you know, succeed in their idea. And if that means that you need to do several more hours of extra work, which is not totally focused on just one thing and just one business, then that's what it takes. And that's okay. And I'm telling you, that's okay. Because at the end of the month, at the end of the time, at the end of the day, a week, a month, a year, you can look back and say, I didn't just bluntly go through slumps and burnt cash, which sometimes you need to do and you will do in every business, but I also provided everything that I can and that I need, first and foremost, for a life, you know, a personal life, a family, a house, and then my business, which is my baby, which I will never leave. If I do three more different jobs, I will always have my business, and I will always try to make it succeed, whether it's, you know, and I'm not talking about just keeping one product or one service. You need to pivot. You need to, you know, change up your entire business. But a true entrepreneur will always try to be, you know, creating something, managing something, being the boss of yourself and doing different stuff that can help others, that can, you know, either create something new or create some value. And with that, I would like to finish this episode of the podcast and show. And I would like to hear your opinion. So if you have a similar situation, if you are in a similar situation, please do comment or write to me and let's start a discussion on what is the best option when you're going through a slump. Is it to keep at it no matter what, or is it to do everything that you can, even if that means doing side hustles while you're doing your main hustle and your job? That's it for this week. I'm going to talk to you next week on another Backwater Entrepreneur podcast. Check out backwaterentrepreneur.com and let's connect. Talk to you soon.